Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Calm, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide through the crazy roller coaster of life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Avery, self-care. In my busy life, you hear that word thrown around everywhere, right? Like some mystical elixir for a perfect life. But let's be real, sometimes it feels like the last thing we have time for when our to-do lists are longer than a CVS receipt. Ever feel like you're just running on fumes, constantly putting everyone else first? I get it. We're all trying to juggle careers, relationships, family, maybe even a side hustle or two, you know, because why not? But here's the thing. Neglecting your own well-being is like driving a car with an empty fuel tank. You can keep going for a while, but eventually, you're going to hit that dreaded stop sign of burnout. And trust me, nobody wants to be stranded at that crossroads. So, today, we're diving deep into the world of self-care. Not as some fluffy, overhyped concept, but as a vital necessity for navigating this crazy thing called life. We'll unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you prioritize your well-being even when your schedule feels packed tighter than a clown car. First off, let's ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. Self-care isn't about booking a week-long spa retreat every month, although, if that happens, by all means, go for it. It's about incorporating small, intentional acts of self-love into your everyday routine. Think 5 minutes of meditation before diving into emails, a 20-minute walk outside during your lunch break, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. No screens allowed. Next up, listen to your body. Seriously, pay attention to those subtle cues it sends you. Feeling drained? Take a nap, even if it's just a quick power snooze. Headache brewing? Reach for that water bottle instead of reaching for caffeine. Our bodies are incredible communication machines. We just need to learn their language. Thirdly, set boundaries like a boss. You know those people who always seem to have time for everything and everyone? Well, guess what? They're not superhuman. They've mastered the art of saying no to commitments that drain their energy and yes to things that truly nourish them. Start protecting your precious time and energy. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or simply take a step back when needed. Now, let's talk about stress management. Ever notice how stress seems to have its own gravitational pull, sucking you into its vortex? Well, it's time to fight back with some potent self-care weapons. Exercise, creative outlets, spending time in nature, deep breathing exercises. Whatever helps you release that pent-up tension and find your calm zone. Finally, remember this. Self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Some days will be smoother than others. There will be times when you feel like you're rocking it, and there will be days when you just want to crawl back into bed and pull the covers over your head. And that's okay. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep showing up for yourself. Think about a time when you really pushed yourself too hard, maybe pulling an all-nighter at work, trying to juggle a million commitments, or simply saying yes to everything without checking in with your own needs. How did that feel? Probably exhausted, overwhelmed, and possibly resentful, right? You might have even felt like you were letting yourself down. See, neglecting self-care is like ignoring a red light. It's only a matter of time before you crash and burn. So remember these key takeaways. Embrace the power of small acts of self-love. Listen to your body's signals. Set those boundaries like a boss. Manage stress with intention, and remember that this is a journey, not a race. And don't forget, you deserve to feel good. Don't wait for permission or a special occasion to prioritize your well-being. You're worth it, every single day. Now, go out there and rock your world with a little extra self-care love. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who needs a little reminder to take care of themselves. Let's spread the Stoic Calm vibe. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily inspiration.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.